Hey, Josh. Mark Daniels from the Providence Journal here. I know that you were on the Patriots when they won Super Bowls, I think, back as a quarterback coach and before that a defensive assistant. But I believe as an offensive coordinator, your last Super Bowl was in 2007. So what does it mean to you to get back to this opportunity?
It's obviously something that is very exciting. You know, I had the opportunity back in 07 to be in this position, you know, for this game. And, you know, it was a great experience anytime you get to play in this game, coaching it. And, you know, it's been a long time since then. So very appreciative of how hard it is to get here, how much work goes into to being in this position and having this opportunity in front of you. I'm very much looking forward to trying to, you know, take advantage of every day that we have here to prepare and, you know, help our team be as ready to go and play as well as we can play here in 2 weeks.
Josh, Adam Kirchin here from the Boston Herald. Just curious to see your thoughts. We talked to Bill about LeGarrette Blount and, you know, tried to come up with a comparison. Who would you compare him to, and can you compare him to anybody you've seen, coached, or played against?
It's tough. You know, LG's kind of got his own style. He's obviously a big back, but he's got, I think, a unique, you know, ability to use his quickness and his footwork to create extra yards when he has the ball in his hands. You know, I don't know that there's a whole lot of people that I've coached that I would be able to compare him to. You know, he's a guy that can definitely run inside, but also does a lot of things on the perimeter. And it's tough to bring down and, you know, and has the ability to make people miss in the hole, which is, I think, a unique trait for a bigger back. So, obviously he played well yesterday, really, you know, carried a big load for us and, made a huge impact in the game. And, we're very happy to have him here with us, you know, going forward here in the next 2 weeks.
Josh, it's Mike Reese with ESPNBoston.com. I know we're a ways away from the Super Bowl. I would be curious your thoughts on the Seahawks defense, just maybe from a general sense, from your perspective, what defines them?
Well, we haven't got too far into our preparation, but obviously this is an incredible defensive unit that has played in a number of big games over the past so many years. Obviously is playing extremely well at this point and, you know, dominated, you know, their opponents for many, many games this year and in particular, maybe the last half of the season. I know we played them in 2012 and this is going to be obviously a different game, but you know, their personnel is, a lot of it is, some of it's similar, and there's been some changes, but they're fast and obviously physical, and they're aggressive. They don't have to do a whole lot in terms of scheme to be aggressive, but I think they, you know, they're obviously well coached. They can take the ball away from you. They can get to the quarterback. They can stop the run. So it'll be an incredible challenge. You know, for the next 2 weeks, and one that we're looking forward to. It's obviously a great team. We get ready to play, and I'm sure that you know, our guys are going to be excited for that.
Josh, congratulations on a trip to the Super Bowl. I'm curious from an offensive coach's perspective, as I watched the game over last night, what your defense was doing, where constantly lining up different bodies on the outside receivers, on the tight ends. What sort of challenge does that present for you as a play caller, whereas some defenses just say, this is what we do, and we keep guys on the same side, we don't move around a lot. But your defense, and obviously you've faced it over the course of time, a lot of movement and a lot of different moving parts. How difficult is that for you as a play caller?
Well, I think anytime you know, anytime you can help yourself before the ball snap, relative to understanding the matchups that you're dealing with, you know, it can be an advantage, or at least you give yourself an opportunity to kind of know where you want to head with it. You know, when people change their alignments or change who's, you know, covering whom or where people are rushing from is another challenge, I think. You know, because as your preparation, you know, when you're getting the players prepared during the course of the week, one of the aspects that you need to prepare them for is who they're going to be matched up with or against. And I think, you know, I'm just thinking that, you know, as we play teams that move their front and change who we have to block in the pass rush, you know, those guys are different rushers, and, you know, our linemen have to be prepared to deal with their strengths and weaknesses based on the different players that could line up across from them. Same thing would be true for our receivers, with, you know, a defensive back, a linebacker in coverage, whatever it may be. Just understanding the type of style that those players play with, the volume of people that they have to prepare for on a weekly basis. You know, the more people, the more players they need to be ready to match up against, obviously the harder the preparation is. So, you know, there's some teams that obviously have been incredibly successful doing it differently. You know, but we've had an opportunity to play both styles this year offensively, where people are mixing and matching their personnel and really challenging us to, you know, find where they're aligned after we break the huddle. And then there's other teams that are a little bit more predictable.
Hi, Josh. I wanted to ask you about Solder's touchdown catch. I was wondering how frequently you guys have worked on that play, and how Nate's athleticism kind of allowed it to happen. It seemed like, seeing the highlights, it looked like he actually made a pretty good adjustment to that ball as it was coming at him.
Yep. Yeah, Nate made a really good play on the ball. obviously, he's an athletic guy that can move and plays a you know, an important position, left offense at left tackle, but has also played tight end for us in the past, including this year, and you know, can catch the ball and can move in space, and so, you know, obviously he made a good adjustment. The ball was a little bit high and made a great catch, and then you know, was able to run it in from there. You know, those plays are, sometimes you have them in for longer periods of time and work on them over and over, and you just wait for the right opportunity, the right time in a specific game to try to make it go. And yesterday that happened to be the time. But we have a lot of different things that we've practiced multiple weeks in a row without having to use them, or without having the situation come up where you want to use them. And I would say that's no different.
Next question, Eric Brady, then we'll go back to the media workroom.
Yeah, to follow up on that, how often do you work on trick plays during the season? When during a game do you know is the right time? And I guess, what is the art of the trick play?
I think, you know, I would imagine that each offense in this league has, you know, some number of trick plays or gadgets or whatever you want to call them available to them. I don't think you go into the season with 25 of them and think you're going to trick everybody every week or anything like that. I don't think that's the point. I think, you know, you have a few things that you think are well thought out that can be used in a specific circumstance, maybe versus an exact specific look you're looking for. And then you try to give the players enough repetitions at it in practice to allow them to go out and run it and be successful executing it. I think the art is in the execution. I think the players, you know, we have a great group of guys that, you know, whatever we try to get them to do in practice, they work extremely hard to try to do exactly what we're asking of them in perform the details. And when it's something like that, it's a little nuance, some new type of scheme, whatever it may be. They're excited to try to make it go in practice. And obviously, the more we work on it, the more confidence we get as we do it, the more eager you are to try it in the game. And what the right time is, well, that's more probably of a a preparation thing by week. You know, if you feel like you can get a certain look from a team in this situation, then maybe that's a situation you want to call it in. Other than that, I would say it's more of a gut feel, and you just, you know, if hopefully if you've practiced it enough and have enough repetitions into it that, you know, you have confidence that no matter what happens, at least it's not going to be a bad play and you'll have an opportunity for a great result.
Josh, it's Mike Reese of ESPN Boston. Curious what Cameron Fleming, playing, I think it was 28, 29 snaps as that sixth offensive lineman, what he brings to you guys in that role.
Yeah, Cam's a obviously a versatile guy for us. You know, he's played tackle, guard, tight end this year, and is very smart. It allows us the flexibility to move him, you know, across the front and do the things we need to do with him. He's a tough guy. He's obviously a big-bodied blocker for us that's done a nice job of covering people up on the edge and getting some movement at the point of attack. He's very unselfish, learns his role each week, and also prepares to back up, you know, the other people on the offensive line, you know, inside or outside that he would need to go in for if we were to sustain an injury. So Cam's very valuable, a guy to have at the game, did a nice job in his role last night, and is a young player that's obviously, you know, hopefully got a bright future for us.
What is this week like for you now, Josh? Give us a feel for what you're doing the next couple of days, and how you'll prepare for the Super Bowl.
Yep. Well, I think there's always an element of getting some of the logistical things taken care of early in this week, which is going to be important, so we can totally focus on our preparation for the opponent. And you know, already started doing that, getting used to these guys and starting to, you know, really digest their players, their strengths and weaknesses, the way they play, the schemes they use, and really try to dive into that and get very familiar with them here before we begin practicing later this week for them. Obviously, there's just a lot of excitement and a lot of things we need to do. So it'll be a busy week, and we're looking forward to it.